When I drifted out of the Catholic Church 10 plus years ago, I became very involved in a non-denominational evangelical church. And as part of my involvement, I attended Promise Keepers. Now, the particular weekend that I went to was a time when I wasn't feeling well at all. I got hit with the flu. We slept overnight on a Friday night in the gym floor. And the next day we had three or four speakers all day long. So essentially I fell asleep. For me, it really wasn't Promise Keepers. It was more Promise Sleepers. I just dozed off. Didn't mean to. With that in mind, I remember at the time all of the negative publicity regarding Promise Keepers. Bunch of Christian men carrying clubs that want to return to the Neanderthal days when we dragged women by the hair and we established ourselves as the dominant male patriarchs. Fascinating new book out. It's called Soft Patriarchs, New Men, How Christianity Shapes Fathers and Husbands. I read you a little bit of this review. In the imaginations of feminists and their admirers in the media and intelligentsia, there lurks a kind of boogeyman, the conservative Christian man, a Neanderthalistic creature, if he does not regularly beat his wife black and blue in the name of God, at least keeps her in her proper place, the kitchen, preferably shoeless and perpetually gestating. And there were a number of times in our media history recently where this stereotype has been pushed. Okay, started out in the book called The Handmaid's Tale, where a theocratic patriarchy forbids women to read books. Remember the movie Kinsey? I hope none of you saw it, but if you did, Kinsey had a dad who was a Bible-wielding, cowing his wife kind of guy, disowning his son. Patricia Ireland commented on Promise Keepers that it's a, quote, feel-good form of male supremacy designed to, quote, keep women in the back seat. About 7 years ago, when the Southern Baptist issued a statement affirming the father's headship of the family as defined in the New Testament, Cokie Roberts, Steve Roberts, warned the nation that, well, this sort of thing could, quote, lead to abuse, both physical and emotional. So you got this image of these Christian guys that really aren't sensitive. You know, they're a throwback to modernity's attempt to soften up guys, to make them much more affectionate towards their wives, much more sharing of the load, much more fatherly in a gentle way towards their children. And you just got all these far right, off the edge Christian movements. And, you know, Catholics got their own groups of these, at least according to the top notions floating around. Well, this book, Soft Patriarchs, New Men, is by a guy named W. Bradford Wilcox. He's a sociologist of religion at the University of Virginia. He studied the actual surveyed attitudes and practices of married men of the so-called religious right. All right? What did he say? He said, now again, these are not just wild-eyed speculations in fear of the Promise Keepers movement. These are, in fact, surveys. There's three of them, big ones, where he essentially said, okay, boys, you Neanderthals, let's see what you actually do. He reports, of the Christian conservative fathers, at least the ones who attend church frequently, they are actually, that means really, far more affectionate with and emotionally invested in their wives and children, more so than are their counterparts among either the mainline Protestants or the unchurched, Wilcox says they are patriarchs with a traditionally authority-minded approach to parenting, but they are soft patriarchs. He says, and this is ironic. And here is the grand irony. These Christian fathers, these conservative right-wing Neanderthals, as they are painted, display many of the qualities. Are you ready? I can relate to this as a radio Renaissance man. Of the new, sensitive, thoroughly domesticated, iconic new man whom the feminists love. So you got it? In fact, these Christian Neanderthals, these throwbacks, these cavemen, in practice, are actually softer, more communicative, more involved with their wives and their children, more willing to share the load. Let me tell you a little bit about this guy's report. It's a classic. Wilcox has not written a religious or political commentary, but he statistically analyzed three large-scale national surveys of U.S. adults' attitudes conducted from the late 80s through the 90s. He picked Protestants because of their large number of denominations, and because it made them relatively easy to classify according to ideology and theology. In other words, what he said was, look, among this large approach to Christianity within Protestantism, I'm going to look at the ones who are feared by the media, the ones who are stereotypically club-wielding, Bible-thumping, hard-headed, narrow-minded, in the words, remember years ago of this, the words of, I think it was a, I don't know which reporter it was, the largely uneducated, poor, and easy-to-command Christian types. Here's what he found. Regularly church-going, married, conservative Protestant fathers have more one-on-one interaction with their kids than do mainline Protestants. Than conservative Protestants who seldom attend church or the religiously unaffiliated. They are more likely to be involved in youth-related activities. They don't give up their parental authority, but yet they are more willing to talk with their kids. They are more willing to spank. They will spank. However, they follow the notion of don't do it when you're mad. And by the way, that's what the research says about spanking. A little aside here. It's not so much spanking that causes the problems. It's when it's erratic, irrational, random. Okay? What about with their wives? Well, church-going conservative Protestant husbands surpass every other kind of Protestant husband from mainline to nominal in making their wives happy. In every way, not only showing more love and affection, but also socializing more with their wives and understanding them better. Oh, they got to tell me how they do that. They also have better physical relations. And, he says, these new soft patriarchs are not just a phenomenon of conservative Protestantism, but are to be found in traditional Catholic parishes, Mormon temples, and Orthodox synagogues. Wilcox's study makes a strong case that accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior or making an equivalent commitment to an ancient and demanding faith is the best predictor of marital and familial happiness to be found. Good stuff! This review appears in First Things, the March issue. What a great... The next time, then, somebody calls one of you guys who are viewed as conservative, traditional, Orthodox, Catholics, Christians, and paints you with the brush of, well, yeah, you just like to keep your wife in the kitchen pregnant, don't you? I know the kind. The next time that happens, Have your little copy of the Soft Patriarch New Men book. I'm not pushing the book here, but I do think it is great. He essentially says, hey, look, anybody who takes their Christian faith seriously, is a better husband, a better father, as defined, interestingly enough, by the feminists. We're more sensitive. We're more communicative. We're more playful with the kids. Now, the one thing they don't like is we're authoritative. But even in our discipline, we are kinder. There you go. I love it. I was waiting to share this with you. I picked this up reading a few weeks ago, and this is a classic.